Hi folks, here to talk about the value of an emergency fund. So right now, a lot of folks are going through hard times with the coronavirus. Lots of folks losing their job, not sure where their not pay next paycheck is going to come from, not sure what kind of assistance they're going to get from the government. And I am just feeling so fortunate to be okay, to not feel worried about this. For my own personal situation. And what's interesting here is that I recently left a very secure salaried job to take some hourly positions as a contractor, a software developer. And so I've gotten a few questions about, oh man, shouldn't I feel a little more nervous right now? And you could argue, yes, there's certainly a possibility that an invoice won't get paid and I'll be out a significant amount of money, or that a particular position I'm on might end prematurely and then I won't have income for a while. But I'm feeling very secure if either situation happens because of the emergency fund that I have. So I'm here to talk a little bit more about emergency funds. And importantly, why I think they also matter from a public policy perspective. So, just to catch folks up that aren't familiar with emergency funds, that means a few months of living expenses in cash in a bank account or some money market fund that is very secure that you can access when you need it in a moment when you don't have income coming in from a job. If you want to go longer term than those few months, I've seen a lot of writings online about folks that are using bonds to cover the period for several months beyond the initial few months, or even up to several years of coverage in bonds, because bonds will fluctuate over time, but they're not going to fluctuate that much. So you can safely withdraw a little bit every month without a significant risk of a major decrease in value like you have in stocks. So I've had this emergency fund. It's what one of the first things that I invested in when I started having a full-time job. And it's the key factor that enabled me to make the leap from a salary job to a contractor position is I'm not worried about when the next paycheck is coming in. Now, obviously, I've been very fortunate to be able to put aside money up front over several months to be able to fund an emergency fund, and that's not a situation that everyone can do. In fact, there's many articles about how folks can't come up with $500 in an emergency. And that's hard, right? That really decreases the amount of flexibility you can have in life. So two thoughts here. The first is that I think that an emergency fund is the single best thing you can buy. So if you have any flexibility in your spending, I would encourage funding an emergency fund before you basically buy anything else that you have control over, whether you buy it or not. And the second thing I note is that I think that we can do more from a social safety net perspective to encourage emergency funds, or more precisely, I guess, here from a public policy perspective, to just basically provide the kind of support that emergency fund does, which is basically cash that you can use in a situation where you don't have income from other sources. Right now, we lean really heavily as a society on employers to provide the support for someone's long-term financial health. In fact, even and this isn't just like people going out as as workers and saying this. This is employers that will buy into this as well. I've talked to several folks that have employed others, and one of the key values they say is, man, I go to bat so that last thing I would ever do is lay off employees. They're really, really dedicated to holding up their end of basically a contract around employment, which is interesting because it's a job at one particular point, right? You're being compensated for doing the work that you're doing, and in theory, you could set expectations that okay, I'm going to do this job for a while, and then if there's another one that comes along, I might do that one instead. And you would be able to do that if you had enough cash in an emergency fund. But instead, we really depend on employers to say, hey, if you ever have to lay folks off, if business dries up here, you really, really need to take care of them. And that is a workable model, I guess, but I would argue that we would have a much more dynamic society if folks had more flexibility to move from job to job and just were able to de-anchor from the particular paycheck that they were on. I think that this suggests the value of basic income as a policy. I'm a big fan of basic income in general, but I think that the single greatest advantage it offers is the dynamism that it would give the economy because folks would be able to move from job to job without worrying about, oh, I have to take a month off here or there. So we'll see how things shape up with the checks that the government, it looks like they're on track to mail out as coronavirus support. That I think would be an early pilot in this emergency fund like situation. Wishing folks luck in surviving the coronavirus. And if you do get a chance ever to set some money aside, definitely recommend putting a fund together for emergencies.